Get it? The Burt Show.
Some friends that volunteer their honesty when it's not asked for, that really isn't, it's not really welcome. It really is just sort of camouflaging bitchiness. If I didn't ask, why are you going to go ahead and give me your opinion? And sometimes you ask for honesty, but sometimes it's too brutal. Too brutal. You didn't ask for it.
I love that phrase. I'm just being honest.
I'm just being honest.
No, you're just being an a-hole is what
yeah,
you are.
Right.
But if it's your best friends, mm-hmm. don't you expect honesty, or would you want them to keep their opinions to themselves?
I would always preface it with, you want me to be honest here, bro? And then that opens up the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way of putting it.
If it's my best friend, I would want them to be completely honest. If I ask.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to be an a-hole about it.
You can have it both ways.
Yeah.
Save that.
You're getting a happy meal with me.
So it's a discussion that came up recently over dinner, and I had a friend who got out of a relationship that was over 5 years. It was a platonic ending. They just both decided that this wasn't the one for them, and what are we doing here? So they parted ways, and after they split, all of her friends were like, thank God we hated him. He was the worst. And she's like, why did none of you tell me? And so that got us debating, like, as a bestie, mm-hmm. should you be like, your significant other sucks?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, you love them, so I'm going to support you and love them as well as much as I can?
Well, here we are. I would say I have been in relationships before that when they deteriorate, there were a few people while I was in the relationship that were super close to me, gave me that talk, right? And I respected it. And it happened one time, which I think is fair. If you're really, really close, mm-hmm. you can express your concerns one time. And they were heard. And that was it. And I thought that was the way to handle, especially because when you do have a bestie, you know that they have your best interests at heart. They love you. There's no ulterior motive. You are open to what they're saying one time. Okay. Mm-hmm. And by the way, they weren't telling me anything I didn't already know. They were just verbalizing it. But then there were people outside of the relationship that I didn't even know that well that I have run into or would run into after a breakup that said, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. None of us liked her. And I'm like, I don't barely even know you. Yeah, we hung out because we were in the same room or we've been to a couple of different events, but no reason to volunteer that. That's not brutal honesty. That's just being an a-hole.
It's just none of your business.
Mm-hmm. But now we're talking about like your best friend, right? So if my take is, if you haven't told them before, like if you're a true friend, somebody is dating somebody that you just, for whatever reason, you're getting a feeling, you're getting intuition, you don't even need a feeling or intuition. They have done X, Y, Z, and you just don't like them. I feel like, Bert, you need to tell your friend, hey, listen, this is coming from a place of love. I don't feel like this is your right match. I feel like you deserve somebody better. And, you know, you can vomit out your reasonings. And then if the person's like, okay, well, thanks for sharing, but this is the person I love, then like you said, done. If after the breakup and you're like, God, thank God I hated that person, blah, 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 then it's just a pile on. And I think it makes the person feel stupid. And it's unnecessary. I think you're doing that more for you. It's one of those instances like, ha, 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 I was right. I knew. And it doesn't feel right to me.
Yeah, for me, I always welcome complete honesty from my close friends. Always. I want you to be brutally honest. You don't have to like the person I'm with. Don't make it difficult for me, but I'm not mad if you express yourself, but I want you to tell me while I'm with them. If once it's over, there's no point in telling me you didn't like them, right? There's nothing I can do about it now. It's already behind me. There's no need to even discuss it.
I think Kristen's right. I think everybody loves to be right, right?
Oh, God.
And getting internal credit for some people, just not enough. They need to show you the trophy. I knew the entire time. So it's more of an ego thing for them, I think.
Yeah, for me, I have a rule when it comes to my friends. As long as they're being good to you, as long as they're not a harm to you and it doesn't look like your life is slowly deteriorating, I will be as excited about your relationship as you are. So throughout that entire relationship, if they're showing me a lot of enthusiasm, then I'm going to be right there with them, because there's nothing worse than having a crush and no one to talk to about it. So I want to be that friend for you. But if you're not that excited about this person, then my excitement level is probably going to be lower than yours. So when that relationship ends and I can tell that that excitement level has been at the abysmal levels that they've been, I'm probably not going to be like, oh yeah, we hated them the whole time. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say something like, well, you're going to do so much better and focus on the future rather than how crappy the past was.
I'm curious when those people in your life approach you on that relationship that you're in that they don't feel is a good match, if the person that you're telling doesn't know already and you're just confirming what their gut is telling them and they're not going to listen to you anyway.
Yeah, they don't want to get it because you feel like they've sliced to the core and they're verbalizing probably one of your deep-seated fears. So you're going to reject it. And I'm sure for many people, too, it'll alter the friendship if you're like, this is the person I'm dating and now I know you don't like them. So I have a proposition.
Okay.
I have a proposition. If there's anyone out there who would like to know whether or not your friends actually like your significant other, but you don't want to ruin the friendships, you can hit me up or producer at thebertshow.com.
Damn, girl.
I am going to set up an anonymous poll where you can send a link to your friends. They can vote whether they like your significant other or not.
That's hilarious.
And then they can leave feedback. It's all anonymous. You will never know. I will never tell you what friend said what. And so your friends will be protected. But then you can actually see if your friends like your significant other or not.
Where are they sending this to you?
They can email me, Cassie@thebertshow.com, and I will set it up.
It's a dangerous game you're playing, girl.
But you'll finally have the answers that you've always wanted without ruining your friendships.
I would like to golf clap. Effects are Cassie. Truly coming through. The medication is working.
Thank you, Big Pharma.
It's the Bert Show.
Hey, the Bert Show.
All right, let's get Gloria on here. All right, Gloria, so how did it go over the weekend? Once again, your boyfriend was online on Reddit, and he was posting a whole bunch of stuff where you're like, hey, I don't believe in this, and he has never portrayed himself that way to me. What was he posting that had you so turned off and concerned?
Yeah, hi. So basically, I found out that he was like a moderator for a men's rights subreddit. And like, so he and I had been dating, we're 22 now. We started dating when we were 16. And he's always been great and sweet and generous and compassionate. I'm just so confused. So this weekend, I was like, okay, I need to confront him and see if this is real or if I'm conflating things. I don't know.
So this is like real misogynistic Andrew Tate type stuff.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think, like, you know, men have rights. Absolutely. Especially, you know, and I think a majority of us would agree that while we all agree men have rights, I don't feel like they've really had to fight for those rights, specifically white men. So I'm trying to understand.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I think with an uptick in strong women, there are a lot of dudes that have been intimidated by that. So they'd like to see things go back to where they were before, where stay in the kitchen, ladies. That's where your roles are. I'll make all the decisions. And that's what this old school mentality is.
Gotcha.
Anyway, yeah, go ahead, Gloria.
Apparently, one of the comments that just really shook me was he had written that society had failed when women were allowed to vote.
Well, that's Nate.
Let me tell you, it's the one. The way that men have voted the last couple of decades, they've let us down too.
Nobody should be voting at this point.
All right, so how did it go? What'd you say?
So what I basically did was I printed out screenshots of some of the worst comments that I'd seen him make on Reddit, like where he complained about women being able to vote, and a couple other comments where he was like giving advice to other men about how women actually prefer to be submissive in relationships and advising them to use training like you would a pet.
Oh,
oh my God.
Wow.
Neat.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I printed out some screenshots. I just left them on like a sheet of paper on the coffee table in our living room. And I called him in. I said, hey, I want to talk. And he was definitely confused. Like, I think he thought I was joking because, you know, I've never done that before. There's never been a need to do that before. And so I just, like, he came in, I pointed at the paper on the table, and I was like, read it.
Did he read it?
Yeah. Like, at first he was, like kind of, like, nervous laughing, and then he started reading it, and honestly, like, his face dropped. He, like, his face just, like, drained all the blood. He was, like, white as the sheet of paper he was holding. And then he dropped it, and he goes, what is this? And I said, I don't know. You tell me. he throws it on the table and he starts to walk out. And he told me that, like, it almost looked like he was short-circuiting. And I said, I knew the commenter was him. I just wanted to talk about it because I was so confused. He denied everything.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So he's like, that's not me. I don't feel that way. I don't know. I mean, it's just coincidence, the name, and the commonality it has with me. It's not me. 100% not me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I told him, I was like, he told me, he was like, you found some random person on Reddit and just decided that it was him because we don't have any problems in our relationship and I wanted to make a problem. And he was just so angry. Like, I'd never seen him react like this before. He's always been like very calm, very passive. And so I pressed him on it and I started pointing out that, hey, like, this user that's quote unquote not you has posted about specific arguments that we had had. And then he started yelling at me, like raised voice, shouting at me. He called me delusional. He told me that if I wanted to be crazy and really believe some internet troll is my boyfriend, that I could go ahead. And then he yelled at me that he would talk to me again once I've calmed down.
The man yelling, hey, you need to calm down.
So classic yeah. gaslighting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So where do you go from here?
I mean, at this point, like, it honestly doesn't even matter whether it was really his account, which for me, I'm like, it obviously was because of how angry he got and how big his reaction was. But regardless, I'm not going to be with somebody who talks to me like that.
Good for you.
The way yeah. he talks to me, yeah. ever.
Good for you.
Good for you. So you plan on breaking up with him this week?
I do. It's hard. Like, it's my first relationship, but my heart's not in it anymore. It feels like the bubble popped, and like, I can't see myself being with this person forever.
Yeah, once that light switches off, it is off, man.
You were meant to get this information. I'm sorry it happened to you, but it's a good thing you know now.
That's a mirage, that relationship. He's not even that dude, all right? So Tommy sends me the strangest email yesterday. It's a one-line email. And I think because we've been working with each other so long, he doesn't even need to say, put this on the schedule.
No, I automatically put it on the schedule. Yes.
So my wife, Renee, and I, we go to the grocery store. And she's the grocery shopper when we go to the grocery store. I sit in the car and watch TikTok videos. So she goes in, and we're having a cookout with a couple friends. So she's buying some stuff for that. And while she's on an aisle, she notices a young guy on that aisle, and he keeps looking at her. But he's not looking at her face, eyes up here. And he's not looking at what you think he's looking at. He's looking at her feet.
Okay.
And granted, we had just both had double mani pedis.
Okay. Big day.
We do that from time to time. Uh-huh. Hey, guys, if you haven't had a mani pedi, and I'm talking to the men listening, it is awesome.
It is.
It is.
Indeed.
So she's there, and she's got on red nail polish, and the guy's just staring at her feet. And he goes, I love that color on your toes. And she goes, oh, thank you. You know, because Renee's like super sweet, super nice.
This is a dude that's getting a pedicure at the same time?
No, this is in the grocery store after we got the mani-pedi.
Okay. It was a full day. They went and got mani-pedis, and then they headed to the Kroger.
They're the only two on the aisle.
Okay.
Her and him. He goes, ma'am, I love your toes. And she goes, I just had a mani-pedi, thank you. And then she goes about shopping, and he's still standing there. Uh-oh. And it's like he wants to say something else, and he goes, do you mind if I take a picture of your toes?
Shut
no.
up.
Come in on, the fam. Grocery store?
Shut in up. The grocery store. And then he tries to come up with this lame thing that says, because my girlfriend, I would love to show her that color. Uh-uh.
Now, you got literally the sweetest wife in the United States of America. So did she say okay?
No.
She said,
No,
thank you. Okay. wait. She comes out with a big ass basket of groceries, and she tells me this story. And I'm like, what are you thinking? He could have paid for those baskets of groceries. Take the picture.
So be like, meet me in self-checkout and pay for all this, and I'll let you have as many photos as you want.
Long story short, I don't think it was for his girlfriend. Yeah. It was either he's a freak or either he was going to make money off of her feet on the internet.
And you are not going to have that.
And I was making fun of her because I've always made fun of her toes. She got the longest toes on earth. She can literally pick up a baseball with her feet. See, I told her when she was little, she used to hang upside down from the jungle gym like a bat.
It's the Burt Show.
This could go in a lot of different directions. The only thing you need to know going into this is that 911 was called after a first date. Now you fill in the blanks.
Yeah, this first date was like a menagerie of mishaps. Just like awkward from top to bottom, even starting from how I was set up. Because it started at my end of treatment party. Mm-hmm. I had a couple fellow bisexuals there. And
for those that don't know treatment and don't know what you're talking about, you want to explain?
So, I had tongue cancer. I ended treatment a few months ago, and Kristen and everybody here was amazing and threw me like this awesome party and had my friends and family come. And it was just like such an amazing time, except for this. The fellow bisexuals, they gifted me a a card that was super sweet, and it had a gift card to go see a movie. So in the card, they wrote, you know, all the really kind things like, oh, congratulations on your treatment, blah, blah, blah. And at the very end, it said, we hope you have a really good time with Nicole, winky face. And so I was like, who is Nicole? I thought they were setting me up because we are all together in this kind of queer movie club. And I went to check. And yes, there's a girl named Nicole in the club who I knew lived in Atlanta, but I had never met her in person. So I sat on this for a couple weeks.
I don't want to speed past this. A queer movie club.
Yes. All the lesbians and the bisexuals get together every week to watch a film. And then we just text each other about it and talk about, you know, all the gay stuff we could discuss.
What kind of gay things are you discussing?
Girl, go see Challengers.
Like, oh, I need to.
That... Just that whole movie, that'll fill up like a whole queer
chat.
Yeah. Okay. So I thought to myself, it has to be Nicole from our queer club. So I sat on it because I was like, I'm not ready to go on a first date. Like, I don't think this is the time yet. Mm-hmm. But a few weeks pass and I'm like, okay, I think I could make this work. I think I could do this. So I text the girl who gave me the card and I said, hey, who's Nicole? Is it Nicole from our club? And she said, look at the gift card that I sent you. So it was a gift card for AMC. And if you don't know, before every movie at every AMC theater, they play a stinger starring Nicole Kidman. Who welcomes you into the theater, right? And just was like, thank you for coming.
Uh-huh. We come to this place.
Yes. And it's like super famous, like in the LGBT community. Everyone makes fun of it. It's like a huge meme, but I was so embarrassed.
Because you literally thought you were getting set up on a date with Nicole, but they're just cracking a joke about the Nicole Kidman stinger that played.
I was like, yeah, Nicole, I hit that. She's cute. No, it's Kidman. But they were like, no, you should totally go out with Nicole. Like, you live in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like, let's make this happen. So they basically put her in contact with me because they knew her better, and we went out on a date together.
I kind of love this because it has such a unique spin that like this is such a cute meet love story. Like, you think you're going on a date with her, but you're not actually going on a date with her, but because you thought you were going on a date with her, now you are going on a date with her.
It's a house of mirrors.
Yeah. Cute. It should have been, shouldn't it? God. So we show up and I'm like, okay, I got the movie. I'm going to get her popcorn and a drink. I'm going to be very chivalrous. I show up and I go and order it. I forgot my wallet. So that's like strike number one. Mm-hmm. We were going to go see a horror movie, which we both really liked. And I thought, ooh, maybe it'll get spooky. She'll grab my arm and it'll be like something cute. She didn't do that because she thought it was really lame that when I go see horror movies, I put in earplugs because I get scared. I don't like loud noises. So that's the only way I can watch them.
Rebecca, you put in earplugs on a date?
I tried to do it discreetly, but she was like watching me as I like turned around to like
put
them in.
Even the cute earring ones, they're just like, or they like the bright orange, you know, earplugs.
Yeah, they're just the foam ones that come in a pack of like 50 and stuff. Yeah.
Sexy.
That wasn't hot.
No, that could be off-putting.
No, so that didn't go that well, but we had fun. The movie was great. And afterwards, she's like a super foodie and she wanted to take me to dinner and we would go talk about it and talk about what we just watched.
I love it. This now turned into like a movie and dinner.
Exactly. So I was like, this is going okay still. But she's such a foodie that she wanted to go to this super hole in the wall that was so hidden from the street. You just could not see anything. And it was pouring rain and it was really dark. And as I was turning in, trying to figure out where I was going, I bounce over the curb. I'm on the sidewalk. No. I hit the gas. And I am stuck.
No.
I am stuck on the sidewalk and she is there already parked.
What do you have, like a little Mini Cooper that can't, like all the wheels can't touch the ground or something?
No, I've got like a Ford. I guess it's low to the ground. But I was panicking. I was like, oh my God, this is so freaking embarrassing. And then she had to stand there outside in the rain with me trying to push the back of my car. And I hit the gas, trying to get out.
That's a good first date right there. Yeah, how bad you want me?
Yeah, and that's why I called my 911 because I was like, oh, if I just get like a burly cop to show up and just push the back of the car, that'll work. That'll like get me out of this situation. The cop shows up. He doesn't care. He's like, why did you call me? Call a tow truck.
Of all the things going on in Atlanta, this is the call I gotta be on.
He called the tow truck and I didn't have my wallet.
Oh, God. Oh, no. So she paid for your tow?
She paid like...
She was paying in more ways than one.
So did she hit you back the next day at all, or is that it?
She won't respond to any of my movie hot takes anymore.
This could go two ways. This is either like the worst date of her life, and she'll tell this story to every person forever, or it's the story you tell 20 years down the line as like a cute first date, because my first date with my husband was terrible. And yet here we are. Yeah.
You can't wear the wrong earplugs with the right person.
The Burt Show.
I am curious because I think this is the first time I've ever heard this happening at a wedding. Abby, how many weddings have you been to?
Actually, not that many. Probably like five or six couple of years. Yeah.
Cassie, how many weddings have you been to in your life?
Probably around the same. Mm-hmm. Five or six.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have that many friends.
That tracks. So this bride decided to do something really unique. She sang while she was walking down the aisle. Had a mic in hand, walking down the aisle singing. Now, she has a great voice. Never heard this before, though. Voice, right?
Stunning. Yeah.
So at first I was a little put off by it, maybe because it's such a novel new idea. But also this is a day for you to be the spotlight, right? And if I'm the dude and I am standing there at the altar and my soon to be wife is walking down and she's looking me in the eyes and she's singing that as she's walking down the aisle, I actually thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was ready for it to be super cringe. Her voice is gorgeous. The song choice is perfect. Like, and I'm sure he knows that she loves singing or she's a singer. I think it works really well. It's super cute.
In a couple of years, he thinks it's cool now, but in a couple of years when she's like showing off her voice anywhere she can, he's going to be like, God Not again. Seriously, not enough. We get it. We get it. You got a good voice, babe.
We got it. We got it.
All right, so what's going on with your grandmother now? She's been walking around almost deaf for years, and now she knows why?
Yeah, and I had no idea. I actually just found this out a few weeks ago. But, yes, so apparently my grandmother, for the longest of times, her hearing was starting to, I guess, dwindle a little bit, and it was going down, it was going down. But I never knew. She never made it like a thing to me. So I didn't know it was an issue until when they came to my show a few weeks back. I was calling my grandmother and she's like right there and she didn't hear me. So then my mom made a joke about, you know, your grandmother can't hear anymore. Right. So I'm like, wait, what? So she's like, yeah, I've been telling your grandmother to go get her her hearing check for the longest, because it's been many a times when I guess my mom will be like right next to her and she's calling her. And she can't hear her. She doesn't realize that she's calling her.
Do you think your show just wasn't funny and she wasn't laughing and your mom was making excuses?
Well, that was the first time I realized we had a problem. It was when she wasn't laughing at my jokes. I knew something was off. So we figured something must be wrong. But my grandmother is my grandmother. She gonna go on her time, not anytime sooner. She felt like she was fine and she wasn't worried about it. So I guess it got to the point where she was finally like, all right, something is off here. Because if you would go into her apartment, the way that she's listening to her TV is like maxed out. Like she's on, even to the point where I was like, all right, I love loud TVs, but this was a lie.
Everybody has a grandmother or a grandfather that if they live in an apartment complex, you can hear their TV 2 floors down.
Exactly.
As you're approaching the apartment.
That's when you know you're on the right hallway, is when you hear the TV.
Yep.
So even when she was at my place, like we're all listening and it's like a normal volume to us, but she can't really hear it. So we have to turn it up. So she ends up going to figure out what's going on with her hearing. And I knew the day that it happened because I got a text message from her that was like, all right, I don't even want to tell you this, but it's hilarious. So call me when you get a second. And then my mom is blowing my phone up. So I know they're dying to tell me something hilarious, which kind of put me at ease because I'm like, okay, cool. This must be a funny story. Nothing's really wrong. So apparently my grandmother goes to the doctor to figure it all out. She goes to the ear doctor. And the doctor evaluates in whatever way you would evaluate that and is like, oh, now we got to get some of this wax out your ear. That's probably going to fix everything. So the doctor takes the wax out of her ear.
Ew.
And to make it simple, takes about 30 years of wax out of her ear.
She's never used like a Q-tip or anything in there?
I think she has, but I guess that wasn't enough. Well, I mean, from all the years of her flying, and Q-tips apparently don't even work that well.
Yeah, Q-tips actually shove the wax into your ear and can cause this problem, so you don't want to use them.
Yeah, I don't care. It feels good.
Well, it does.
It makes Q-tip me cough. Feel.
Really?
Only in my left ear, though. It's weird.
It makes my right leg like move like a dog does when he's getting itched. Right?
Oh, you be in that thing. So I know a lot of people want to have that done, but they don't want to do it. And I don't think my grandmother wanted to do it either, because obviously it's not sexy. But she said when he pulled that thing out of her ear, she instantly knew, like, that's been the problem. So she said that when she was done,
come on,
which was the funniest part to me, like she said, she walked into the elevator and this lady started speaking to her. And my grandmother's reaction was, why is she so damn loud?
Went back to the doctor. Put it back in. Yeah.
She said everything is in like complete HD for her now. Like the TV now, she can hear it better. The quality of her life has just genuinely improved already because she had 30 years of wax buildup in her ears. I guess from flying, she flies a lot. They say that can be a part of it. If you're using headphones a lot, that could be a part of it. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to have to go get this little wax test done at some point.
Seriously.
But it changed the hearing immediately.
Oh my God, it's disgusting. I saw you gagging, Abby, but I love watching the TikToks where they pull it out. No. Did they film your grandmother's?
I can't do that either.
I don't know if they filmed it, but I think they did ask her if she wanted to keep it.
Ew, what? What, a candle?
Yeah, you got candles for days in there, man.
The Burt Show.
There is something about the way Kaylee looks that somebody made a judgment about him.
Mm.
And I think it's a positive spin.
Mm.
It's judgmental.
Okay.
But I don't know that they were wrong.
Okay. What are we talking about?
The hand on the back?
Oh, yeah. So, well, no, this wasn't me. That's why I was like, okay.
Okay.
No, yeah, this is a bit of a crazy story, though. So, one of the fathers of my son's another kid on his baseball team last season. Over the course of the season, I got to be pretty good friends with. Now, I just need to preface that this guy is, he's very spiritual. He's not like overly shove it down your throat, like spiritual as far as what his beliefs are, but he definitely knows the Lord. All right. And so he's
religious and proud.
He's very religious, but he's not like it's not all he talks about.
Yeah.
But you can definitely tell through talking to him, it guides his life. And I got to be really good friends with him throughout the whole season. And
because he looked at you and he said, "You need the Lord."
Yeah, maybe. I am not really sure, but we got to be pretty good friends and we're actually doing some business together. And so the season ended. And he starts to tell me a story about the first day of practice and the coach of that team. Now, this coach was kind of quirky. He was a New Yorker. His idea of giving these kids like a speech at the end was like, "Oh, y'all didn't suck today." You know, it's just very.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah, right. We were always just like, "What? This is your motivational speech?"
You know, same thing I do every morning after the show. Yeah.
So, my friend tells me the story, which I had never heard before, but it made absolute sense. So, after the first practice, and I didn't know him, I hadn't spoken with him, on the first day of practice, everyone had left. And the coach was loading his stuff into his truck. And my buddy said that he could tell from afar that the coach was in severe pain. Because he was like, he was holding his lower back. And I mean, coach is, he's a big dude. I wouldn't say he looks the healthiest. And so my buddy said that, you know, he just felt inspired to go over and offer some assistance. Mm. And so he introduced himself as, you know, "I'm so-and-so's dad on the team." And he put his hand on the coach's lower back.
He laid hands on him?
Yes, and asked him if he could pray to take his pain away. Mm. And I started giggling. I was like, "What did he do?" Well, and he was like, he goes, "No, you can't."
Yeah, right. I mean, the intent was nice.
Yes.
The hand, as soon as you put the hand on the back, then we're just talking about, yeah, you're over a line.
Well, very, very, making him very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so my buddy said, "Okay, fine. Well, can I put my hand on your shoulder and pray?" And he said that the look on the coach's face was just like sheer terror almost.
It
was
random, man.
Very random. And so I believe the coach let him put his hand on his shoulder.
He let him say a prayer over him?
Yes. And the coach, and then we were talking about it, I'm giggling because I could just picture this coach and what his reaction would be. The coach never looked him in the eyes throughout the whole rest of the season. Never. And as soon as he told me that, I was like, "You're right. He never looked in your direction ever, ever again." There was no interaction between the coach and this other dad. And so when the season ended, my friend's son left his backpack at practice. And so my buddy's wife called the coach and said, "Hey, we left so-and-so's backpack." The coach texted back saying, "Hey, we got it," and texted him the address. Mm-hmm. It was like a week later, my buddy goes to pick up the bag and the son of the coach comes out and brings him his stuff. The coach, nowhere to be seen. And so they get in the car and they're driving. And then my buddy's wife sends a text to my buddy who prayed for the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen, can you read this text?
So this is the coach sending this to the wife?
Yes.
"I forgot to tell your husband that my back never hurt again."
Ooh.
"Since he did that prayer in the parking lot.
The hell?
I've never gone this long without it hurting. I thought he was off his rocker, but it honestly worked."
There's a plot twist.
Wow.
Who needs that
Advil. You got Jesus.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, dude.
Can we get him to come in
you
here?
Want, you want him to touch us? Yeah.
I got all sorts of
put his hands all over me.
I've never wanted a man to touch me more than I do right now.
Yes.
That's incredible,
that
man.
Crazy? Bananas. I was like, that's a story right there.
I did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming either.
No, and when he showed it to me, and I was like, you got to be joking. And it even says, I guess he wasn't in agreement. And then my buddy goes, he was a jerk when I did it.
I should reverse it.
This is The Burt Show.